Jeff, not sure if we're going to get a chance to talk to you again after today. As you look at the big picture then, obviously a lot of roster turnover and trying to implement the program. You feel like you've gotten to a point where you can move into the offseason with confidence that this thing is ascending?
I think we had a lot of roster attrition early in the season. I think the rosters remain fluid throughout the year, and I think within our roster, guys have kind of acquired different roles throughout the year. The position that jumps out at me the most is, you know, linebacker. You know, and there's Jonathan's played a lot of plays. Shea's played. Timu's played. Christian's played. Leroy's. I mean, throughout the season, guys have kind of traded their roles, and obviously that affects, you know, fourth down. You know, the safety situation from last week. You know, Harold had been playing for us a bunch, and, you know, he goes in and starts, and we lose him there, but we gain Chris back. You know, those are two different players. So that puzzle's continuing to be put together. I think in the offseason, you kind of figure out, all right, here are the guys, here's, you know, kind of what their roles will be. Things impact that. Free agency will impact that. The draft will impact that. But I think overwhelmingly the guys understand a little bit more about what we're trying to get done in the different phases and whatever their roles may be.
As you go towards the second offseason, another cycle of player acquisition, how, in what ways does your experience this year help you going through that?
I think it's easier to communicate with the people that are making those decisions. I think, you know, with Coach Fox and Ryan and the other guys in our personnel department, you're able to specifically say, okay, this is what we're asking this guy to do. Here's how he did. And sometimes you're looking at tape of other free agents, and you don't really know what the coach is asking that player to do. Maybe he's doing it right, and you don't like the technique. Maybe he's doing it wrong, but, you know, that's how, you know, you don't know those things. So I think it's easier to communicate with the guys making those decisions. And there's more of a defined representation of what that player may or may not be able to do.
Jeff, there might be a cost-effectiveness issue with Robbie Gold for next season. I'm curious, if that's totally in Ryan Pace's hands, that kind of thing, and just what do you think of the year Robbie had looking ahead to, at this stage of his career, where he'll be, if he's the guy you want for next year?
Yeah, in terms of roster moves, our job is to answer questions whenever they come to us, and that's completely above my pay grade to kind of get involved in, you know, expressing those things unless they ask me. And I would think with guys that play special teams, you know, obviously Robbie being an example as the kicker, they're going to ask for an evaluation, but they're going to make all those decisions. I think Robbie would tell you, you know, he's kind of had an up and down year with, you know, he's hit some big kicks and he's kicked a lot of field goals. I mean, I think he's got 37 attempts so far this season. That's a lot. And, the tough break was the, you know, the back-to-back games, you know, that he had that we didn't end up converting there. But overall, I think he's actually gotten better as the year went on, kickoff-wise. I think that's been, you know, strength of his, moving the ball around. He's gotten good direction and hang time with regard to the kickoff thing. And field goal-wise, you know, there were some, you know, we changed snappers mid-season, and you know, he was able to overcome some of those things early on in the season. And then, you know, it appears, you know, he's kicked well in the last, you know, last couple of weeks. So, you know, hopefully that continues going forward.
Jeff, what do you think of the strides Pat O'Donnell made from year one to year two, and what's the next step for him, if you will?
Yeah, I think Pat's continued to improve. I think Pat knows himself a lot better now than he did going into the year. There's all kinds of different things those guys deal with. And, you know, whether it's the weather, the climate, the wind, kicking indoors, kicking outdoors, kicking from the right hash, punting to the right, punting to the left from the far field, plus 50. There's a lot of different things that we ask those guys to do. And I think he realizes that he's better at some things than others. And, you know, really the second half of the season, he's kind of emphasized those things. He's still learning. He's still growing. It takes specialists several years to kind of find out who they are and what they do best, and then they kind of take off. So, you know, we're excited about Pat moving forward. I anticipate him, you know, playing better next year than he did this year, and he's had a fairly solid year for us.
What are those strengths, if you don't mind sharing, that he's recognized and been able to kind of build on, maybe one area you'd like to see him work on?
Yeah, it would – it wouldn't be right. I mean, I haven't had those conversations with Pat as far as a year-end eval, so it'd be, you know, unfair to as close as we all are, you know, express that to you guys first. But, you know, I just think he's done a better job being more consistent. I'll just leave it at that.
Jeff, what's your take then on the extra point being moved back after a year to go through it?
Yeah, I think it was, you guys didn't ask me about it, but it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. There was more missed in a single weekend than there was all of the previous year. So it's certainly a game changer. You know, it's certainly created some interesting scores at the end of games. I think what a lot of the public perception was, you know, they're really minimizing the impact that the kicker makes, you know, taking out that extra point. It's done the exact opposite. You know, a good kicker who's, you know, consistent kicking the ball, whether it's being field goals or extra points, has proved to be more valuable. And, you know, that's kind of probably the unintended consequence of it. But, you know, it's made games a little more interesting. I'm sure that's kind of what the league wanted. You know, take something that was whatever it was, 99.5%, and taking it down to whatever it is now, 92%, 93%. You still expect your guys to make all those things, but, you know, there was always a handful of kicks every year that you're watching on tape going, thank God that was an extra point, you know. Or conversely, if you're on defense, if that was an extra point, he's missing that. So it's been interesting to watch. I would assume that it's probably going to stick around for a few more years.
You think the depth perception is an issue for any of these guys, you know, whether it's Robbie's talk to you or just being further back, the way it looks, it's not as automatic or mechanical?
No. I think that every kick is its own play. You know, it's its own – you got to hit them all clean, and there's less of a margin for error when you move it back. You know, as close as – that may seem, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, I mean, you just miss it a little bit, and that makes a huge difference just scooting it back that far.
Jeff, some of your core guys, especially the veterans like Sherrick or Brzezinski, are on one-year deals. What's the value in bringing someone like that back and having and going in next year knowing you have a veteran who's been with your system before?
I think the more things that guys do consistently, the better they're going to be at. I think that some of the mistakes that they would have made, it's been corrected. They know going forward, this is the expectation or this is what I'm supposed to do on these particular plays. There's some coaches that don't like to deal with rookies for that, you know, for that reason. It's like, shoot, this guy makes a mistake. It's going to cost us because he hasn't been through those things. Both Sherrick and Chris, because you cited them, both those guys did a really good job for us. And I'd anticipate they're going to do a good job for whoever they may be with next year. Hopefully it's us. You know, as I answered the question earlier, you know, those decisions are above my pay grade. They'll ask me for my evaluation, and for those two guys, it'll be a pretty good one.
Jeff, now that we're at the end of the year, I know you've been hesitant to identify or highlight individual players, but is there a player, can you identify a player who has made an impact that maybe isn't as perceptible to the average fan or even to us, or somebody who's come a long way, somebody you know you want next year? I mean, you know, somebody who's really had a good special teams year that we might not know.
No.
I have no further questions.
Jeff, how would you evaluate the pickup that Josh Bellamy's done?
I think Josh has done good. You know, coming into the season, I'm not sure Josh really knew where he kind of stood, but he's a really good example of a player who kind of opened mind. You know, he hadn't played a lot, you know, just went all in. It's unfortunate for us as a team, but we had a lot of wide receiver injuries early on in the year, especially in the preseason, and Josh got his opportunity, made the most of his opportunity. I coached against Josh, you know, when he was in Kansas City, and Darius, who's our other special teams coach, coached Josh in Kansas City, and he'd kind of been a guy we'd been tracking for a while because I knew his mentality, and I knew, you know, how tough the player is. He just had to get a chance, and he's made the most of that chance. You know, I think he played 64 offensive plays last week, so he played zero special teams, you know, reps, and he's, you know, fought through some things this season. Tough player. You know, he's an offense player who tackles well. He's a higher energy guy. He's got a lot of what he calls swag to him. We like Josh, and you know, I'd imagine he's going to be in a good position, you know, going forward.
How big was Jock His Rogers' injury for you guys in the big picture?
Yeah, every injury affects you. I think Quiz did a good job for us. He's a guy that has a lot of position flexibility, highly intelligent, very tough. Did well for both the offense and in the kicking game. And he's a good person. But that his injury kind of opened the door for Jeremy to get more of an opportunity on offense and Kadeem to get more of an opportunity on offense and special teams. So, you know, there's a balance there. That position was probably, you know, looking at it in the preseason, it was like, holy cow, you know, who you keeping? Because, you know, Snorris Perry's on IR all year, and he did a phenomenal job last year on special teams. So that'll be a real competitive spot, you know, going into the offseason. But to answer your question, I think Quiz played really well for us when he was up.